This is US 99. I'm Drew Walker. Hello.
Hey, Drew. This is Pat O'Donnell.
Punter for your Chicago Bears.
Yes, sir. How we doing?
What's up, buddy? You been on the practice field?
Been off the practice field, yeah.
Tell me you're enjoying this amazingly gorgeous weather we've been having, and not so much that you're having to sweat it out in pads and practice.
You can't beat this weather, right?
Right?
Absolutely. Coming from a Florida guy, right?
So you're used to like the hot sweatiness of the summer then?
I am.
This feels good for you.
Love it.
I would rather have no humidity and just a lot of good heat, like a dry Arizona heat. That's me.
105?
As long as it's a dry heat, I can do that. But more importantly, I hear that you're a huge country fan?
Yes. Actually, yeah. I just went to the concert at Tinley Park with a couple of the guys.
Jason Aldean,
yeah.
Yeah, I saw in the headlines there were a bunch of Chicago Bears players that got arrested backstage. What was that about?
I wasn't part of that group.
You knew it was coming. You're like, guys, I got to go. I'm not part of your group here. I'm going to see you later. What was your favorite part of the concert?
Me and Connor Barth, our kicker, he got me backstage with Kane Brown, so we were back there for a little bit.
Nice.
And, just talking to him was pretty cool. He's a young cat. He's, 23, and he's up and coming.
He has one of the coolest experiences and stories. He's a very humble, down-to-earth guy who was discovered while he was working at FedEx. And if you ask him today, if you weren't doing what you're doing now, being a superstar, what would you be doing? He's like, I'd probably be back at FedEx.
Really?
And his career is on a tilt. I think he's going to be a really big star.
Oh, yeah. Definitely up and coming. Yeah.
Who are you loving these days? What song comes on US 99 and you sing every word of it as loud as you can in the car?
Let's go Sam Hunt, Body Like a Back Road.
Yeah?
Yeah.
That's the song that stays in your head all day and you can't get rid of it.
For me it is. Yeah, I sing it on the practice field, in the shower. I was like, can you quit singing that?
Are you a good singer?
No.
Do guys tell you to stop singing?
We did just do the seventh inning stretch the other night at the Cubs game, which is pretty cool. So, got good reviews. So maybe I'll take my career to the next level after football.
Right there. You've heard it here first, right? We just got a scoop from Pat O'Donnell.
Yeah.
Before you do that, though, where can we find you for karaoke on like a Saturday night? Because that's where you really got to get your hone your skills in.
Ooh, Bub City.
Okay. Bub City downtown. Their Sunday brunch is amazing if you haven't been there before.
No, I haven't been there for the brunch.
The brunch is phenomenal. They have a bunch of choices, and then they always have an acoustic one or two guys playing on guitar. It's just one of the most laid-back atmospheres. I realize you have something more important going on during Sundays during the year, but in the off-season, you should try it out.
Oh, for sure. I'm going to take your word for it, though.
So you got the Bears 5K coming up on Saturday, June 24th. What can you tell us about it?
So the cool thing about that is the fans actually get to run through Soldier. And they're probably going to be on the field before us. So we're going to be at training camp, and they're going to finish in the midst of Soldier Field. How cool is that, right?
It's amazing. They asked me, would you be interested in running? Because I've got a goal to do a 5K every quarter this year. And I'm doing one next weekend, and then I signed up for the Bears 5K. As a lifelong Bears fan, the fact that you get to finish on the field, someone said you even get to, the finish line is going to be at like the 50-yard line, and you get to start by running through the famous Bears head. This is craziness for a Bears fan who never gets to be on the field.
Absolutely.
And I hear there's a party afterwards. What I love is that it's like a game day atmosphere and that the whole family can be there. So I think my wife and kids are going to walk the 5K, and then my son, he's 9, he's going to do the kids dash. I'm wondering if you want to do the kids dash with him to see if the kids can beat you, Pat.
I'd love to do it, yeah.
No pressure, the 5K, just do the kids dash.
How far is the kids dash, you know?
They wouldn't tell me. Maybe it's like 20 yards, I don't know. Maybe, you know what? Kids dash probably makes more sense to be the length of the football field, right?
I would say so, yeah. I'm in for that. Let's do that, yeah.
See, you heard it here first. And then, I don't know about you, if you like to go out and, have a beer or two at the concert, but the fact that the Bears are giving away a free Miller Lite to every person who finishes the race over 21, thank you. Right?
Shout out to Miller Lite, right?
Shout out to Miller Lite. And I believe you can still sign up for this, right? ChicagoBears.com/5K. There's still room to run the race.
Absolutely. We need the more people, the merrier, right?
You get all the things that you want. You get the Nike Dry Fit shirt. You get the finisher medal. You get access to the party. You get the Miller Lite beer. And then you get to potentially see Pat O'Donnell get smoked by a bunch of kids on the kids' dash.
You heard it here first.
So a couple more football questions. I'm curious, the weirdest place you've ever been recognized as Pat O'Donnell, the Chicago Bears punter extraordinaire?
Wow. Good question. I would say out at Bourbonnais, there's a Walmart out there, but I guess everyone knows we're in town, but That's where I got recognized a little bit. You know, you don't get too much love being a punter out there.
As a punter, I mean, you're a tall guy. You're, what, 6'5", but you're kind of skinny in football terms. Does anyone ever just come up to you and say, are you a football player? Are you an athlete? Should I know who you are?
I get baseball, basketball, but never football. I don't think I look like a football player to people.
And then you say, excuse me, I play for the Bears. Thank you. That's awesome. You're back in practice now for the training, and the rookies are there. Obviously, you're a veteran. You were drafted in 2014. But any good pranks you've pulled on the rookies so far that you can tell us?
No pranks yet, but training camp's around the corner, so all that fun will happen out there. So maybe I'll give you a call back and let you know what's going on out there.
I would love that. You could call. You have my number now. You could call me anytime you want, okay? You need a pep talk on Sunday morning before the game. You want to stop by the tailgate for a sausage. I'm your guy, okay?
Appreciate that. Thank you, Drew.
Anytime. It is the PNC Chicago Bears 5K. It's the only official Chicago Bears race all year, happening Saturday, June 24th. You start and finish on Soldier Field. You sign up now at chicagobears.com/5K, and we just appreciate your time and wish you all the best for an amazing season, Pat.
Appreciate it. Thanks, Drew. Thanks for having me on.
Have a great day. We'll talk to you soon, buddy.
All right. Sounds good.
That's Pat O'Donnell, the punter for your Chicago Bears with US 99.